Stop it. What are you doing here?
I told you, our basement flooded.
You said renovations.
Yes, renovations because our basement flooded.
What? Yes, you're absolutely right, honey. It is time that we ask Johnny to leave. So, Johnny, I think we should...
Is Jocelyn really here?
Did you hear that, sweetheart? He doesn't think you're really here. Would you please tell him? Thank you.
Satisfied?
Hello, Schitt's Creek fans. Welcome to another episode of Schitt's and Giggles. We are a Schitt's Creek podcast, and every other week we cover a different episode of the series, and we're going through everything in chronological order. My name is Paul McCambridge. I'm one of your two hosts, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
I am good. I'm ready to talk about a new Schitt's Creek episode, episode 11.
Episode 11 of season two. It is called Motel Guest. It aired on March 15th of 2016. This episode was directed... We got a couple of returning people here, director, writer, Jerry Sicuritti.
Oh, our fave.
I guess he's been around sort of from the start.
I think so.
Yeah. Now, this is his penultimate episode of the series. Mm-hmm. He will be around for one more episode, spoiler, next episode, and then he's done. No more. He directed quite a bit in both the first and the second season.
Right.
So I think other than the last time we talked about the writer who only wrote one episode,
right, and
was,
yeah,
I guess, asked to leave the series. Not really. This is like the first time I think we're going to wrap somebody up on the show.
Okay.
The writer is also a returning writer. It's written by Kevin White. We've talked about him before. This is his sixth writing credit on the show, and he will go on to write a total of 12. I think Town for Sale and Wine and Roses were probably the episodes he wrote that were our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And season four, he'll continue on into season four, but writing pretty sporadically, seeing that he's halfway done now and he still has two whole seasons to go.
Right.
And these two will be teaming up, writing and directing the next episode. But we'll get there when we get there in the next episode.
That's true.
Yeah. So let's jump in to this episode. We start with Johnny and Moira. And I think it's fair to say that this is a very... Johnny Moira episode?
Oh, yeah,
like,
I think so. It's
a
pretty
relationshipy
centric.
Right. I mean, you could say it's Roland Jocelyn centric.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Kind of, but
it's focusing in on the
parents.
Parents, yeah.
It's a very parent focused episode.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of just like, well, we got to give the kids something to do too.
Yeah, but no, it's... It's very much into the... I almost wanted to say the adults.
They're all adults.
I know they're all adults, but, like, I don't know. Alexis and David act like spoiled teenagers.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Right,
so, like,
right.
It's at some point,
sure,
it's almost hard to look
and
at
And Mud
them
is
as
nowhere
adults
to be seen.
And, right, so, yeah.
Yeah. No, it,
so
it,
even though they're all parents, it...
Right.
Know.
Oh, no, definitely.
Yeah.
And I feel like... And I know that the episodes go in... You know, it's written in a chronological order for the most part. I mean, characters will reference stuff that happened before, you know, the episode before, stuff like that.
Right.
That's not really the case with this episode, so it makes me wonder if we focus so much on the kids and their new jobs last episode,
mm-hmm,
that it was kind of like, okay, well, let's move these episodes around, or let's order them so that it's not back-to-back dealing with David,
right,
or Alexis,
right,
something like,
yeah,
that. So we start with the parents, and is Moira reading? She's like reading a magazine.
She's reading Cheap and Cheerful.
Oh, is that?
That's her magazine.
I didn't write the name of it down. It's
great. Yes, Cheap and Cheerful. So I'm assuming it's like a home decor decorating kind of magazine because she makes a reference to
rugs. Yeah, like a Better Homes and Garden.
Yeah,
is that
maybe
kind of the idea of that? I mean, that magazine,
maybe.
I don't think I've ever read it, but it always looked cheap to me. Like,
oh,
it always looked
wow.
Like, well, I'm not.
I hope no one from Better Homes and Gardens is listening. You just dissed their magazine.
I feel like if I have Better Homes and Gardens in one hand and Martha Stewart Living in another, I feel like they look very different. Like,
yeah,
Better Homes looks
definitely.
Better Homes looks more like the
cheap and cheerful.
Yeah.
Right? Family Circle, like all. I don't even know if Family Circle still exists.
I don't know.
But yeah, like all of those are much
okay.
More.
It's like the Cosmo compared to Vogue, I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
So anyway, Cheap and Cheerful. What a name for a magazine.
Yeah. Yes, that's what it's called, though. I did make sure to make note of that.
It makes me wonder if Moira bought this or if she just got it from, you know, the hotel. I'm going to call that a lobby and
yeah,
a motel
I'm
lobby.
Sure. I don't. Maybe she bought it. I don't know. At the little general store. Maybe they sell magazines.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I could not tell what Johnny was reading. He was reading a book, but I could not
make
out the book title.
Didn't get the title of that.
No.
All right.
So I'm unsure about that one. But their lovely evening, morning,
I think it's
evening, I would say.
The one thing she's talking about is how someone painted a rug on their floor.
Oh, yeah. That's like a totally Trading Spaces kind of thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And you realize, yeah, and you realize after something like that on that show, you'd be like, well, that's going to get scuff marks on it and
just be
destroyed in no time.
Right.
They hear music.
Mm-hmm.
Very loud music.
Yes.
Now, what's the song? They mention it, and it's a song that I'm not familiar with.
You're not familiar with this song? I feel like this is a bad 80s song that, like, everybody's heard, but I don't know who sings it. I don't even know what. I don't even know if it's called Don't Cry Out Loud. Is that what it's called?
I'm
not really sure.
Oh, is that... That's what they refer to it as later, right?
But that's what I thought it was called that, but I could be wrong.
Hmm.
You didn't research that
in your
research? Really? Like the big song that's like an important factor in this?
No.
We didn't research.
Should I do real-time research right now?
Oh, that would be super annoying. So totally, we should do that.
Melissa Manchester.
Yeah.
Don't Cry Out Loud. This, her hairdo does not look 80s.
This looks 70s?
This looks super 70s, yeah.
Okay.
1978. Okay, so we're pretty close.
All right.
This song did not sound familiar
really?
To me.
Really? Because I know I've heard it before. I don't know why. I don't listen to music from 1978 on a regular basis. I've never heard of Melissa Manchester.
All right. I was going to say, I happen to know that ABBA played on a loop in your household growing up, so I would say I'm sure you dipped your toe in 1978 at some point.
Well, not this song, I didn't.
Right, okay. All right, so that is the song that they hear playing, and for some
very
reason,
loudly.
They assume that it's
right.
David and Alexis.
Yeah.
Playing this music.
Yeah, and it had to have been super loud that they couldn't tell what side of the wall it was coming from, I would guess.
Yeah.
I would think you'd be able to tell.
You'd probably
be
able to tell.
Especially because they were sort of like... You know, in bed with their heads against the wall that they share with David and Alexis.
The only reason I would think that they might think it's the kids is I don't think at this point in the series we have had any interaction with anyone else staying.
Oh, true.
Other than the trashy people that come in for the funeral. That's the only other time we see people.
Yeah, Carl's funeral.
Because they even seem surprised that someone is on the other side of that wall.
The motel is pretty much empty at this point.
Yes. But it is, I do think it's funny how they're yelling at the kids are yelling at them,
right.
Everyone's just kind of yelling at each other.
And then Johnny's yelling, banging on the wall.
Right, to try and get
not,
this music to stop.
Getting any.
And I think to go back to something you mentioned earlier, or maybe it was in our first recording, I can't remember.
Oh.
This must be in the afternoon or evening because now we cut to morning.
Right. And, I'm pretty sure it's in the evening. And I don't think in the afternoon they were like chilling in bed. Moira's probably in her jammies.
Maybe. Right.
So I would guess that it's in the evening because the kids are in their room. Like they're not out and about.
Right. Everyone's settling in for the evening, I guess.
Yeah.
So morning is upon us.
Yes.
What is Moira wearing?
She is wearing, it's referred to as an ostrich pillow. I think it should be a turkey pillow because it reminds me of a turkey.
So.
But maybe an ostrich and a turkey would look similar.
I mean, I did the minimal.
You can order them.
Oh, you can. Okay,
oh,
that was my question.
Oh,
because
you can totally purchase this.
As
I
was pointed out
on Amazon
earlier, I did the most minimal research for this episode,
obvious.
But I did not look into whether this was real or something made up for the show.
No, I'm pretty sure it's something real that you can really buy.
So
I don't know why.
It kind of just looks like a pillow duct taped around your head.
I guess, yeah. But okay. It has like openings, and I mean, obviously, so you can breathe. But no, like the opening isn't in front of her face. Is it in front of her face?
It appears to just be
like,
holes, places,
right,
so
like
that air can get
the
in and
sides.
Out.
And yeah, no, there's like the little opening for her face,
okay.
And then there's like on either side. But yeah, it looks like a turkey to me.
I
would call it a turkey pillow.
Can you find out what the point of this is? Is it to block sound? I mean, I would assume that that's why she's wearing it. We have not seen it at all until this moment when a terrible song is being played all night.
Well, right, because she was concerned about her puffy eyes.
Right.
That was like her big concern.
Sure.
And she said she would have bags like gypsy caravans packed to the brim.
Right.
Yes. It's a travel pillow for like flying on an airplane and stuff.
Oh.
To give you like head support.
Okay.
And to nap.
Oh. I kind of.
Yeah. Like you can see this person wearing
oh
it.
Oh my God.
It has a
God.
Nice little like opening in the front.
So I don't like the look, but I will say that that idea is really nice. Like a pillow that won't slip down or slide, almost like one of those neck things that you put around your neck and then you don't have to worry about, you could sleep sitting up.
Right. Another little reference, it almost describes it as like a diver's helmet, which is another really
good
way to describe
tiny...
it. Yeah. Like that sort of does look a little bit like that. But yeah, so she, I guess,
I'm learning
puts that on
so much
to, I know,
on this
right?
podcast.
Of things you never really wanted to know about.
I assume at some point I can answer a trivia question.
Yeah.
If it comes up in day-to-day activity. Right. Roland decides he is basically told to go next door. And Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny is goes next door. They hear the music again.
That's right.
What kind of spurs this whole thing to happen. Because they hear their favorite song, their favorite 1978 mm-hmm. classic Melissa Manchester song.
He realizes that it is Roland. Staying in this room, Roland opens the door, not very far, not far enough for him to see inside to know what's going on in this room or who's might be there or who may not be there.
And as they're talking, he's calling back inside to Jocelyn.
He pretends that Jocelyn's there and asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Jocelyn's asking questions and he's relaying information back and forth.
Yeah, they say they're doing a reno on the house. So they're staying at the motel.
Yes.
The basement flooded, he said, then later. And then Johnny's like, what are you doing? Is it a reno? Is it a basement flooding? And he's like, well, it's a reno
because
the basement flooded.
Right.
Yeah, which I was like, well, that could be. If a basement floods, you most likely, if it's a finished basement, you have to do a reno.
I mean,
so that didn't seem that weird.
No, and we have seen Roland flustered before.
Totally.
And he's probably doing the best job he ever did, which still isn't enough to fool anyone.
Right, because you would think if Jocelyn's inside, it's not that big of a room, you'd be able to hear her. You know. So Johnny clearly is on to his
Johnny walks right back over and it's like, well, it's just Roland and he's alone.
Right,
I mean,
and he was like, is Jocelyn really here? You know,
yes.
He says to him. And then, of course, Johnny goes back in, basically says to Moira, I think they had a fight.
Right. And this gets into basically what this episode is about, or I guess.
Yeah, it's just marital, I couldn't get the word out there for a second, marital squabbles.
Right, yes,
marital
because
fights.
We see them, I guess, have their first fight. And it's not much of a fight, but it's
very passive aggressive. Like,
right,
well, you have some irritants.
Irritants.
My only irritant
is
that I drink too much tea.
Right.
Which, you know, that's, of course, Moira saying that. And he's like, well, you can be a little defensive. And then she says that Johnny is basically use his fatherly tone and is condescending.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's very like passive aggressive back and forth.
Basically, Johnny
kind of
leaves at the end of this to go to work, which I assume he's still working at the garage.
Yeah, I guess. We don't see references.
No, we don't.
He says he needs some air. And then Moira says, like, his other irritant is that he never finishes fights.
Yep.
Yeah. throws tantrums. He acts like a child. Like, she really kind of zinged him, I think, more in this situation than he did to her. He was just sort of amazed that the only irritant she thought she had was that she drinks too much tea.
Right. I think. Yeah. And I think in, I guess, Johnny's defense, there's a lot more irritating things about Moira. I mean, just from a viewer's perspective that he could come in with.
Oh,
and
totally.
I don't think that would be smart of him to
but
do that.
He's always the gentleman, though, too. You know what I mean? Like, he's always, like, a really good person. And we don't ever, well, he kind of freaked out at Roland, but that's about the only person you ever really see him kind of freak out on or really lose patience with. Even with Bob, like, as irritating as Bob can be. Like,
right, yeah.
He never really, like...
Yeah, he doesn't lose patience. I think when David was going for that job interview, I think he got
a little exasperated. But, yeah. But not necessarily... No. Like, he was just saying, like... I don't know. Like, he wasn't saying bad things. He was just basically saying, like, you're not going to get this job if you act like this. He wasn't saying anything negative, like, against David's character.
No.
He made fun of his pants, but he didn't really, like, say, like, well, you're being lazy and that. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't tend to do things like that. Like, he is very...
I wish you were watching that episode again. No spoilers about how I feel about this episode. But,
wow.
So perhaps that was a David or a Jerry Cicoretti episode directed that maybe I found a little more enjoyable. Don't know.
Wow,
so
maybe. Okay.
Anyway, let's travel to the motel. I always want to call it a lobby or an office. I don't know what to refer to this space as. They have coffee.
I think the sign refers to it as the office.
Okay, so it's the office.
Yeah.
Right.
And the desk. Well, I know Johnny refers to Stevie as the mouthy kid at the desk. Like,
yes.
So the front desk, maybe. But I believe the sign outside says it's the office.
I have such a problem.
Uh-oh.
With how they're using, or rather not using, Stevie this season. I really do. I don't know if this was just a period where she was such a part of season one.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she and David left everything, they just didn't know what to do with her. Because I know we don't like to talk about the future of the show, but she's given so much more to do later.
Yeah.
And there are entire episodes where she has giant storylines.
Yeah.
But it seems like episode after episode, they're just saying, all right, they're going to go into the office. So we give Stevie something to do for a minute and a half? Like, it really does feel like that for the past few episodes.
Yeah, the last episode, she didn't have a whole lot.
Yeah.
He just popped in to let her know he was babysitting.
Right.
And everything.
And this
and
feels
she had
very
a couple
similar
good, like, zingers
to that.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this really isn't about her and
it's
David.
It's not really
no.
her and David. It's she and Alexis, which is always a little bit of a more unusual pairing.
Yep.
We don't see them hanging out a whole lot. So Alexis comes in to ask a little bit about affordable ask about an apartment that she noticed, an apartment ad for a really cute little place.
Yep.
And kind of Stevie seemed like she would know about affordable housing. That's
so
kind of what Alexis.
Yeah. So other than this being something to give, you know, Alexis and David to do, do you think this is... Why do you think she's doing this? Or do you think she's been actively looking? Or do you think... It's not like there was some incident where she was like, I got to get out of this room. Do you think it's just because she has a job now and she has income that she's thinking about this? I just didn't know if you had any idea of where this...
I don't know.
Maybe
like,
coming from.
I'm sure she's kind of used to like doing her own thing and having her own place.
Right.
And not, you know... And I think... At this point, she's like always kind of looking to get out of the motel.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
No, that makes sense.
Like, I'm assuming she just wants to.
Yeah, because I think other than her getting a job, there hasn't been, you know, she and David didn't have some crazy blowout or anything like that that would have driven her to start looking around.
No,
but,
yeah.
Okay.
And plus, like, she and Mutt parted ways and...
Sure.
You know?
Right.
And maybe now she's just kind of feeling like she wants to just be out on her own.
Yeah,
and be her own person.
No, makes sense.
You know?
So, I do like how David refers to lower SC.
Oh, yeah. But even before that, I thought his line about, he was wondering why there were undershirts hanging outside.
Right.
And that he thought it looked like a Texas Chainsaw movie being filmed out in front of the motel. And then Stevie kind of let him know that they were Roland's. That was Roland's laundry.
Yes.
That was hanging out to dry. But yeah, Alexis is looking for the apartment in Lower SC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she decides that she will take David along.
Right.
To ask all the right questions. Because he starts saying to her, well, does it have this? And does it have that? And
she doesn't.
Kind of realizes that she doesn't really know what she's doing.
Yeah, which makes me think more about their past history when they had money, mm-hmm. which made it seem like she was more hopping around from mm-hmm. guy to guy to guy.
She probably never had to worry
friends.
About. Yeah.
I mean, we've heard that David had his own place.
Right.
So at least at some point he bought that and probably had to deal with a realtor or something like that. So he may have picked up on a bit of this.
Yeah, well, he definitely is the more responsible of the two, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he had the more stable situation. So it would make sense that he would probably be a little more knowledgeable.
I just like how perhaps the first time Alexis has looked for an apartment in her life is in Schitt's Creek. I just think that is kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. Lower Schitt's Creek.
Well, no, you don't want to be in Upper or Middle Schitt's Creek. That's terrible.
I like, though, how they also say it's like a one street. It's just like one street. So, like, where is Lower, you know?
Yep.
Which is sort of funny.
We go to the cafe. So I guess Johnny is either taking a lunch break or has not yet arrived at his office.
He might have just gone for breakfast.
I don't
know what he was really eating.
But this is where he and sort of Jocelyn are having an interaction.
Yeah, Jocelyn appears and told him that he seems a little sad sacky today, which I kind of loved that because sad sack is definitely a phrase that we've used in
the past. Yeah, sure.
Right, which I loved that she said he was looking sad sacky. I thought that was very cute.
Johnny's having Roland problems, and she's also having Roland problems.
Right, and Johnny
he sort of
Moira
brings
problems.
This up. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Jocelyn sort of turns this around
into to make it be,
like, well, you and Moira have had issues and stuff like that. And it's not so much like everyone has problems. It's kind of, nothing's getting resolved between she and Roland in this conversation because it's turned completely
around
as a conversation about Johnny and Moira's relationship.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, definitely. And it's interesting how they're sort of parallel, you know,
parallel, right.
Like everybody's kind of having like their little issues and,
you know, it makes me wonder if it's just Roland being Roland, or is the campaign getting to be too much for them? Like, how did this happen where Roland had to leave?
They don't really make any. Yeah, she just said they had a tiff.
Right.
And needed space, and that was their wedding song.
Right.
That
they
were playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And I guess, I don't know, if you're mayor, I guess you could just go stay at the motel.
I'm pretty sure he pulled the strings to get to get them the two rooms.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's probably paying, but maybe not. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
but so now everybody's fighting.
Everybody's fighting.
Yeah, they're all having their own little.
And when everybody's fighting, when everything's going bad, let's just throw Ray in, and everything will be fine.
Oh, man.
Because we are visited by Ray again, who of course is the realtor. We already knew that.
We haven't seen him
point.
In a long time.
Like, I guess. Was it trying to sell the town?
I don't know.
Was it at the end of last season?
It might have been. I mean, if we've seen him since then, I feel like it was a really small little appearance.
No, you're right. It may have been that long since we saw Ray, and he's always a delight, and we're always happy when he does come into an episode. So he's there showing off this apartment.
Yes.
And as we sort of alluded to before, David sort of has all the right questions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Alexis does not.
Oh, no. He's asking about just the fireplace work and, you know, all kinds of questions.
Yes.
I like how Ray, like when he tries to sell it when they first go in, like, you know, there he asked about, you know, he said it's breezy. makes a reference to a breeze, and then he says, you know, or some people might call it a slight draft in the winter and stuff like that.
Yes.
But they ask about, they said it has a nice view of the cafe.
Yeah.
And the garage. And there's a nice tree that you can see. You know,
I do like how David asks about the moldings. And he's like, are these the original moldings? And Ray's like, we could just rip those out.
Yeah, we can
and they
just
look
take
great.
Those down.
Like
yeah, it's really
he's
nice.
He's talking
like
about it because
wood.
They look fantastic.
Yes, yeah.
But how Ray's just like, we'll do whatever.
Right.
It's not a big deal to make huge adjustments to this apartment.
Yeah, no. Alexis doesn't have any idea. When they ask about the fireplace, he said about a squirrel carcass had been in there and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, it is really a lovely place, though. It looks really nice. And I think David's interest is kind of peaked a little bit once he gets in there and is walking around and noticing.
Yes, this is where we see a shift where he's clearly interested. And I think at the end of this scene, Alexis basically asks him, do you think I should take this apartment?
Yeah. But before we can finish with the apartment, we have to go back to the cafe.
Right, yes. So Jocelyn and Johnny are still sort of having the same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's anything else that we didn't talk about before that comes up.
Yeah, I think Jocelyn is saying about, you know, like, I'm ready to forgive him, but I need like more nights, I think.
Right.
Or I might need an extra night or two.
Yes.
And, you know, it's really funny. In my notes, I always use initials.
Sure.
So I just have J, and J.
Oh, my God.
So now I have no clue, like, who was saying what in that part of the conversation. Like, I just always use initials to abbreviate. Like,
I noticed that.
Who's
and that's,
talking and
but
stuff.
But that's normally good, because I'm trying to type
right,
out.
Right, yeah, no. And normally it works
names.
Out. Like, normally I do something to differentiate. And apparently as I watched that, I didn't. But yeah, like they're both, you know, Jocelyn's just, or Johnny, everybody, he's frustrated with having Roland there, you know, she's sort of relating to, you know, the issues that Moira has with Johnny and yeah, it just, they're not ready to reconcile yet, Jocelyn and Roland. So they need a little bit more time apart, I think.
But let's pop back over to the motel, because now we see the other end of this, which is Moira and Roland talking, having their conversation. And she really confronts Roland.
Oh, she basically says, you need to go home and you need to apologize to Jocelyn for whatever you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And kind of like Jocelyn, but even more aggressively, he turns this around immediately. And it's just like, well, Johnny seems quite upset.
Yeah.
I do love his wonderful
imitation.
British impression
of
Moira.
Yeah. No, that is very, very fun.
Yeah. So they kind of insult each other. And I think at the end of this, is this when she takes it a little too far with insulting him? Right. They trade jabs and stuff like that. I don't know what she says, but it's pretty bad, because even afterwards, she's like, oh, sorry, did I take that too far?
Yeah.
We go back to Ray, back to this apartment. And now David and Alexis really are arguing over who wants this place. This is when it's revealed. And we talked about this a while ago. We talked about this in the Carl's funeral episode that I was not aware at the time.
Oh, yeah, you were not tuned in to Carl's death.
No.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, some of these early episodes I saw a long time ago, and I know I rewatched stuff, but it seems like forever since that happened.
Yeah.
But Ray does say that Carl did hang himself from the fan.
Someone took their life there.
Right, in this apartment.
But the ceiling fan was replaced with a breakaway model.
Yes.
And also there's parking, and the apartment allows cats.
Yeah.
And like, he literally says that all in like one breath. And also, of course, it's super quiet in there because it was soundproofed. And the neighbors are deaf. So,
soundproofed and the neighbors are deaf.
Yes,
I love that.
Yes. So Alexis is kind of saying, you know, like, asks about parking, and David's like, you don't even have a car. Like, why do you need parking? And then Alexis kind of just says, like, David, if you want it, just say it.
Right.
You know, but yeah, we did find out. And then, not that he comes right out and says it, but it does make reference to Carl, obviously.
Yes.
As being the previous owner of this apartment.
So you pointed this out when we were watching this. And you're right. There's an odd camera pan or an odd camera movement in this episode. when they're back, I guess, right, they're back in the motel room, mm-hmm. and it almost pans up from the ground, like something that we haven't seen. It's almost like an artsy shot, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
For this show, it doesn't, we've mm-hmm. never seen anything like that before, and it's fairly innocuous. It's not like some crazy reveal is happening, but it's just weird enough for us to actually notice it.
Yeah, they, because, well, we see a little Roland Moira kind of continuing right. to argue, kind of mirroring, you know. But then Johnny kind of comes in and Moira right. is napping.
Yes.
Taking her mid-afternoon nap, not with her turkey ostrich pillow. But it's really sweet. He takes the comforter and just kind of like pulls it up over her and covers right. her up while she's napping.
Yes.
And then she sort of awakens and makes the comment that there's no music. She's not hearing any music, or they say.
Right.
And, you know, she was like, Roland just needed to spout off, and Jocelyn came to pick him up, and they right. needed some alone time.
Yeah, which is exactly what they just had, which is
yep.
alone time,
yep.
which is she just spouted off and, yeah. and so on. And so, I mean, the parallels are made quite clear if you weren't aware of it to this point in the episode.
Right, of course.
And they do kind of make up by talking about the other two.
Yes. And they kind of end by saying, like, that, well, they don't have what we have.
Right. You yes, know? Exactly.
And Jocelyn came to make up and take him home and everything. But then, of course, we know that Jocelyn came and
right.
stayed because
the music starts
we hear
up
their
again.
Wedding song
yes.
playing.
Which would be annoying, but also must come as a huge relief because it's probably the last time they ever have to hear that song
right.
again.
Yeah.
So we go next door mm-hmm. to David and Alexis's apartment, and they're still kind of arguing about that apartment.
Right. It was a good deal. Alexis is uncomfortable, though, about the idea of living in a house where someone had killed themselves.
Yes.
And then David, of course, points out that probably someone yeah. had killed themselves.
He says he can almost guarantee
room.
That someone
right.
has killed themselves in this room.
Yeah. And then, of course, he has to play around a little bit with Alexis.
He certainly does.
Yeah.
Yes. What does he say?
He says he sees things in the dark at night, like an old woman pacing over her bed right. and like touching her. And
yep.
like, do you ever feel someone touching you? He's like, I don't know that her fingers actually touch your mouth.
Right. Yeah.
He's saying all these things, and of course Alexis calls Moira and Johnny. She's like, Mom and Dad. And then he kind of ends with, Dad's dead. You know, like he whispers yes. that to freak her out even more.
Right.
And then he starts making these horrible noises.
Yeah, like those he's, death rattle
yeah,
noises.
Yeah.
Right.
And that is sort of where everything ends
for
this episode.
And that is where the episode ends. They're back at the motel. Other than, you know, we talked about the last episode, how it ended in Ronnie's living room, which was a bit strange.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This one is back at their motel room.
Yeah.
So I guess, first of all, before we talk about how we feel about the episode, mm-hmm. personally. Mm-hmm. Oh, because they talk about how cheap that apartment is. What is it?
Oh.
It's like, what?
I don't know. I just said it was a good deal.
It's
I
like $250 a month?
What?
Or something like that?
Oh, $500
a month? It's super cheap.
Okay.
Because Ray mentions the price.
Okay.
And David thinks it's per week.
Oh.
And he says, no, that's per month.
Oh.
So, I mean, the deal is crazy, crazy
yeah.
good. And I just don't know, would that be a deal breaker for you? If you were looking at a place
oh,
and you found
and
out
somebody,
that someone had, I guess, okay, here's the thing.
I don't know.
Because I feel like there's different ways to look at this. Because there's someone that just died, someone that killed themselves, or someone that was murdered. Would that be a difference? Would you feel that that's a difference at all?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you say none of the above? I'm not interested?
I'm not
or
really sure. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't give that any thought? Okay.
No, I really didn't. I don't know.
Oh, all right. I just didn't know what your
thoughts
on
that. I don't know.
That.
I mean, maybe I would say no because it might just kind of like put off a bad vibe.
Like yeah.
It might just feel like negative energy there.
Okay.
I don't know. What about you?
I don't know. I'd like to say that it wouldn't bother me, but I feel like I might feel differently if in that situation. Like if it actually presented
yeah.
itself, I might be a little skeeved out by it to where right now I'd say like, well, what's the big deal? Who cares? And if it's that good a deal, go with it. But I don't know. In that situation, it might seem like way too much.
Wow, this is so great.
So at the end of every episode, we rank these episodes in our personal preference. It has nothing to do with whether the episodes really are great. Personal preferences here. So if this episode were an apartment where someone had killed themselves, would you buy it or would you let your brother buy it?
Oh, wow. Right.
And stunner was, if people listened to our last episode, Ronnie's Party was very low for you. It wasn't, you know, it was like middle of the pack for me, but that's a big difference with our thoughts.
I would probably put this as my new number
22. So right below.
Yeah. No.
Below Ronnie's Party.
Well, no, I guess I misspoke. I'd put it under Turkey Shoot.
Oh, so it's your new 23. Talk about that. Why?
I don't know. I know a lot of people have, and we've talked about this before, have strong feelings about Roland.
Yes.
And I enjoy him a lot. I really do. I don't mind him. I think he's an important character. I love how funny he can be. And I just didn't enjoy like the whole, maybe it was just because of like the argument and stuff. I didn't like the conflict. That everybody was in this one. I thought it was clever. I liked how they mirrored each other and kind of had that parallel. But yeah, I kind of like it when everybody's getting along and doing things.
Yeah.
And I just didn't care for the conflict as much in this. And I think, like you said, there kind of wasn't enough of a balance between David and Stevie and Alexis and getting them in there. Although, again, a lot of the past episodes have been much more David-Alexis-centric. But yeah, I don't know. I think I like it better when they're out and about and doing things and interacting in the town. And yeah, I wasn't into all the conflict in this one.
I agree. And I agree so much. I'm putting it in the exact same spot.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't sure if it was going to go above or below Turkey Shoot. And maybe it's just that Turkey Shoot's so far in the distance now. Mm-hmm. I don't remember so much of what I didn't like about it. Yeah, you're right. This episode is not fun, is what I would call it. I there weren't any moments in this where I laughed or thought, it just wasn't enjoyable. Like you said, it's just about people disagreeing and having arguments pretty much the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked seeing Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess most of what Ray said was enjoyable. I don't know. There weren't jokes. It seemed like a filler episode. I know that sometimes those episodes can be ones where they develop characters more. But I feel like it didn't do it in a way where I felt like I got any more information or knowledge about any of these characters. So,
yeah.
So my hope is that this writer-director duo has a better shot with us, I guess, in the next episode. Because 2 weeks from today, we will be talking about episode 12 of season 2, Lawn Signs.
Lawn Signs.
And we creep closer to the final episode. What is it? Episode 13, right? Oh. It's the last episode of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting very close to closing out season 2 of Schitt's Creek.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate you sticking around. Find our Facebook page. Interact with us there. Let us know what you thought. If you really like this episode, as many people pointed out that they really, really enjoyed Turkey Shoot and that we put that so low on our list. Not too many people gave us a problem about Little Sister. I feel like that might not have been a super popular episode with the masses. But let us know what you thought of this episode, and we will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Until then, have a great 2 weeks, everyone.
Warmest regards.